I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides Season 2, Episode 2. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty discussing some of their finest practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi Nations, which include the Siksika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsuut'ina Nation, Iyarhe Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation of Southern Alberta. In Season 2, our featured guests share stories in teaching and learning, which we hope will inspire faculty colleagues throughout the Academy to engage in reflective thinking and interdisciplinary discussion about teaching and learning. Today we speak with Professor Scott Hughes on believing in students' capacity, paying attention to pedagogical moments. Scott Hughes is an assistant professor in the Department of Education at Mount Royal University. He holds a doctorate degree in education from Queen's University. His teaching interests are in music, the arts, language and literacy, and the early primary grades. His research explores the pedagogical conditions that promote children's happiness at school and in learning. Prior to joining the Mount Royal faculty, Professor Hughes taught kindergarten to grade 2 for over 20 years with the Vancouver School Board. Professor Scott Hughes, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So today you're going to be speaking to us about believing in students' capacity, paying attention to pedagogical moments.
That's right. And the story that I'm going to share comes from the beginning of my teaching career as a kindergarten teacher.
So just before we get started with your story, tell me a little bit about your work here at Mount Royal. What kind of courses are you teaching? What program do you teach in?
I teach in the Department of Education. And this term I'm teaching the second year language and literacy course, so it focuses on theories of language learning and child development, and it's connected to a field experience, so the candidates are also out in schools working in kindergarten to grade 4 classrooms, largely supporting the language program in the classroom. So it's a really great theory practice field experience for them. As well, I also teach music curriculum courses and have taught in the past both supported student practicum and visual arts curriculum as well.
Great. Well, thanks again for joining us today. I'll invite you to share with us your story of believing in students' capacity.
Great, thank you. So I began my career as a kindergarten teacher with the Vancouver School Board, as you mentioned. And one of the reasons why I decided to become a kindergarten teacher is because I really loved kids, but I also loved all the possibilities of the early years, the possibility of play and the arts and emergence, of having fun, of the outdoors, of being very involved in family lives. And one of my first jobs was in an inner city school in Vancouver. And I had a very small class for only 13 students. And it was just such a dream to have such this small class. And the school was in a neighborhood in a very diverse community. And this made it a very exciting and interesting place to teach. And so Catherine was one of my students in this class, and she came from a family of artists. Her mother was a professional painter and made these really glorious large abstract paintings. And this family in particular really wanted to raise their children as creative, individual people who also had opinions and had strength and a sense of identity. So a really interesting family to work with. So early in this particular school year, I had a big art project set up, and it was a big messy art project. I had paint and large paper for the students to work with, and this really big table. And the point of this project wasn't to paint a tree or a penguin and sort of, you know, a step-by-step, first glue this and then glue that, which is can often typify elementary school art projects, certainly at that time when I was beginning. But it was the point was to explore art materials and to engage in the sensory experience. But interestingly enough, while I was still thinking in terms of an exploratory project, I still had a bit of a fixed notion in my head of what I wanted the students to do. So I gather the students around the table, we have a conversation about the materials, we model through how we might play with them, we have a chit-chat about safety and mess, and off the students go for center time to play in their center time. And Catherine is one of the students who wants to be the first to play. So she gets into it, I get her set up, and she starts to work with all these materials. And I get called away to the block center because there's some altercation with the blocks, and I need to go support the kids deal with this. And a few minutes as, you know, a few minutes later, I come back just to see how Catherine's doing. And I was horrified to see this disaster. There was paint coming off the table and it was this huge mess. And Catherine had these huge globs of paint and she was sort of mushing it around and she was really full on with her body and she was getting her body right into it. And I just saw the mess as opposed to the creativity. And I came in and I said, stop, that's not how you do it right. Which is such an interesting thing to say, coming from this emergent, you know, exploratory teacher with this emergent exploratory project. And Catherine, who is this strong kid from this family of really creative people, she just stopped and her hands were sort of paused in the middle of this mess. And she looked at me sideways as if to say, back off, Mr. Hughes. I know what I'm doing. And then she carried on, right? Sort of this sideways glance that just said, I know what I'm doing, right? And it was this power.
So she didn't actually say anything.
No, she didn't say anything. She just looked at me sideways as if to say, you know, gave me a little nod and carried right on. And it compelled me to stop and pause. And it was this really powerful moment because I was, in that moment, was forced to confront all sorts of fixed notions that I had about art and myself as a teacher and my role in teaching and the process of learning. And here I was thinking I was this open, flexible, young teacher, and yet I still had all of these preconceived notions about the way curriculum ought to be and the way children ought to play and explore, even though those notions were quite buried. They came up all in that moment. And I learned in that moment that a fixed curriculum can shape learning in particular ways that might actually negate student creativity. Or a teacher who's enacting an authority of power can also override a student's abilities to follow their own pathway. You know, in that moment, perhaps a less independent child would have said, oh, of course, Mr. Hughes, I'll do what you're telling me. And that would have blocked their learning in that moment. And yet Catherine was this really powerful student with a lot of moxie who taught me the valuable lesson, two things. One, to believe in the capacity of children, and also the value of getting out of their way.
What a great story. So tell me now, make the leap for us. Take that experience, and how does that apply now in your university teaching role?
Of course, absolutely, because this is my new context, is I'm actually in a university, and I'm not teaching kindergarten classes anymore. I'm teaching adults. And I think the application is a numberfold. One is I'm working in the Department of Education, and I'm supporting pre-service teachers to become the best teacher that they want to be. And the content, a lot of the content of the work we do is held between their field experience and their theoretical readings. And so that content emerges out of this reflective dialogue that happens between being engaged in the field, having an experience with students themselves where they are forced to confront their own notions of teaching and their role, and then bring that into the classroom or an adult time where we're connecting that to literature or a reading or other experiences. What this reminder, both that, you know, believing in the capacity of students and also knowing when to get out of their ways, is the reminder that these teacher candidates, while they are pre-service teachers, have a remarkable capacity themselves to learn, and that they themselves are on their own path where they're confronting a lot of their own notions of what it means to be a teacher, and that's an ongoing process. So my interests are always in the human dimensions of what we do as a teacher, and that for me is what builds up a lot of the content. So in the classroom, the university classroom, this experience and this frame, you know, believing in capacity and getting out of their way, helps me shape a class, for example, and recognize the value of peer interactions. Peer interactions that might come through our professional learning community, where they are working in small groups to explore topics of their interest and relate that always back to the readings. So this particular structure is a structure where I am actually have stepped out of the action. So the professional learning community is a structure that allows them to work and bring their knowledge and their experience together. Another one is, for example, in their reflective journals, where they're working with a critical friend, a peer, who's providing feedback that is directly related to their experience and their reflections.
How could this potentially help any of our listeners, faculty colleagues who might be listening to Teaching Strides and may be interested in implementing this notion of believing in students' capacity and getting out of their way?
I think the entry point in my response to that is the entry point of, as teachers, we are ourselves always engaged in a process of learning ourselves. And I don't offer this advice, but perhaps frames of thinking that for me, teaching is a lot about reflecting on my role and engaging critical questions about who am I as a teacher? What is my role in this life of this student? What is my role in teaching and learning? What is my aim? And always coming to clarity around those particular pursuits, if I can say that, mm-hmm. my aim, my purpose, my role, mm-hmm. that helps inform how I interact with students. So the getting out of the way then is related to my reflections on and my awareness of my role. You step aside. For me, the getting out of the way is much less of a physical act and much more a process of thinking or an attitude or an understanding that my role is to not always jump into the conversation, to not always have to be the front and center, to provide students with those spaces in the course of an hour or 2 or 3 hour class or lecture in which there is ample opportunity for students themselves to engage. My role is simply to observe or to engage individually with those groups and not always be on the stage. Another practical advice might be simply the idea of the kinds of questions that we might ask students to help get out of the way so they can answer it. And I always like the framework of ICE, ideas, connections, and extensions. Ideas, which is describing what happened in a field experience. Connections, which is make a connection to a reading or another lived experience. And extensions, which is the so what's. Why is this important? How is this valuable? What other questions do you ask? Which are the more higher order analytic thinking?
Thank you. Those are some really concrete ways that faculty can think about and implement their own approach to getting out of the way, and they're also their own philosophy of believing in the students' capacities. Thank you for joining us on Teaching Strides today, Scott.
Thank you very much. It was a real pleasure to be here.
This has been Episode 2 of Teaching Strides Season 2. Join us next time when filmmaker Cowboy Smith discusses Indigenizing Education, a Blackfoot artist's journey.
I'm a big Native guy with long hair. I scare a lot of people. You know, I walk in a room and people don't expect to have the conversations that they eventually have with me.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where we post guest bios and photos, and where you can sign up for email alerts and our RSS feed. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.